Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
KYW News Radio Original Podcasts.
I'm Matt Leon, and in this college football preview, we take a look at the Villanova Wildcats. Of course, these previews are sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. Get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. Villanova coming off an outstanding 2024 season that saw them go 10-4 and advance to the second round of the FCS playoffs. Now, this will be Villanova's final season as a member of the Colonial Athletic Association. In 2026, the Wildcats will join the Patriot League. I had the chance to catch up with Villanova head coach Mark Ferrante to find out how camp went and to get a feel for his expectations for the 2025 Wildcats.
So first of all, coach, as we are talking here, first week of September, you are, I would imagine, officially in game week mode. How did camp go? Did you get the answers to the questions you wanted coming in?
We finally are in game week mode, which seems like it's taken an eternity to get here. I don't think we'll have the questions answered until we get into the game itself, but we do feel that the effort and the enthusiasm and the things we're looking for, guys have been working hard. We think we went through and had pretty good spring practice. The 8-week summer access with our strength staff and our coaching staff, we thought went really well. And now we're just waiting to get out there and put it on display in the opener against Colgate this week. So having Morgan State drop us and not opening up this past weekend, we basically have a double bye situation. And, you know, some of these teams are sitting already at 2-0 if they opened up on week zero. So Colgate, having played Monmouth last week, I think will have a slight advantage of having a first game under their belt and getting through those first game trial and error type things that you don't know how they're going to go until you get there. But we do have them at home, so I think that hopefully will balance that out for us.
Let's start with the offense. When you look at that group, where do you see the strengths right now?
Well, when you look at the offense that we have coming back, our offensive line is intact. All five starters are back from last year, so hopefully they're going to be bigger, better, more mature. All of our running backs that you saw last year are back. Ragland, Avett, Jabril Mace, Eli Smith, Julian Glantz, Isaiah Wright. So that room, we actually added a freshman, Tyler Womack. So that room will be very consistent. The wide receiver core, Sanchez left. Jalen Sanchez was one of our top wideouts over the last couple seasons. He left. He's the only one we lost in the portal to James Madison. So the bulk of the remaining wideouts are still here. So the big question mark is going to be the quarterback. Connor Watkins was our guy for 3 years with Tanner Maddox being his backup. And Tanner and Pat McQuaid are the guys that have been battling since the spring through the summer and into preseason camp. So those are the two guys that have been getting the reps with all the reps with the number one line and backs and wide receivers. So feel pretty good about what we have coming back from the offense. But again, until we get into that first game and see how the quarterbacks respond, that's going to be the big question mark that everyone's having for us right now.
Do you anticipate both of those guys having a role? Do you eventually plan to settle on one, or do you think they're both going to be contributing to the offense kind of weekly?
Well, we've never been and probably will not be a rotational quarterback team, you know, so we're going to settle on one. Pat seems to have the lead into it right now. Tanner definitely can do some things because if you remember last year, Tanner was Connor's backup, but he was also our starting punt returner. So Tanner is a good athlete and does a lot of positive things from that regard. And, you know, now he can bring some of that athleticism to the quarterback position as well. Will we put two on the field at the same time? Maybe. Will we rotate series? Probably not.
How about other side of the football? How's the defense look?
Yeah, well, if you look at, you know, what we've been playing, the secondary has pretty much done a complete turnover. That's where we lost the majority of the guys to graduation. The household names of Goodman, Trin, Potter, Waxter, Mims, they're all gone. So we're going to have some youth and a little bit of experience, but, you know, a lot more maturing to do back there. Up front and in the second level, we have a lot back. Obina Wobodo, Capri Martin, Aiden Howard were all guys that started for us last year in the D-line. And, you know, Nigel McSween played a lot for us. So you have those guys that are coming in and played a lot of football for us. And then we have a few other young guys we can add into there. Ugo Wotite, you know, Ivan Murray, some guys there up front. So we feel like we have, it's probably good a depth in the D-line as we've had in some time. Linebacker, Brendan Bell, obviously graduated and he's gone and utilized his eligibility as a second team All-American linebacker, but Hartzell's back and Kimmel's back and Turner Inge is back and J.R. Strauss are juniors. So they've played a lot of football for us with Hartzell being the mainstay there. So we feel good on the second level. That third level is where the youth and inexperience will be. Christian Sapp is a older guy. He's senior, fifth year guy. But he's played a lot of special teams and a rotational guy for us, but he'll be playing some safety and he'll be the guy with the most experience back there. But Zamir Dawu, who was a really good corner for us when Waxter was out or Mims rotated through with Mims, he played a lot for us. He's back. And then we have some younger guys who played a lot later part of the season, Demil Bostic, Newton Essium, some of those guys that were playing in the playoffs for us because Waxter missed our final game. Just not as much experience on the back end, but feel pretty good about the first two levels. And like the athleticism in the back end, it's just that, you know, we're going to be young back there. So I'm sure we'll have some growing pains with that.
We will get back to our conversation with Mark Ferrante in just a moment. But right now, I want to remind you this podcast is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It is time to drive smarter with high-tech features, excellent reliability, time for intelligent design as well as exciting performance. Get a new vehicle you'll love. Check out the Civic, Accord, or HR-V. Contact your local Honda dealer today. See dealer for financing details. And now let's return to this look at the Villanova Wildcats and my conversation with head coach Mark Ferrante.
How about special teams? Where are you there?
Special teams, we brought in some guys. Tommy Colello's handling our long snapping duties. He's done a good job there. Ethan Getman, as you know, did all of our duties last year. He was our kickoff, punt, and place kicker, but he graduated. He moved on with his eligibility being exhausted. So we brought in Jack Barnum from Central Connecticut. He started his career at Albany. Then he was at Central Connecticut. I think he's something like 30 for 39 in field goal attempts. So he's a guy that's going head to head with Sebastian Smith, who's been in our program as a backup guy for the placement kicking duties. And then the punting duties, Danny Mueller is still in our program. He's going into his senior year along with Luke Larson. Luke Larson is the guy who transferred in. He was a two-year starter, maybe two-and-a-half-year starter as East Carolina's punter, and he's at our place. He's our Australian 33-year-old, so he's been fun to have around, and he brings us, obviously, a certain level of maturity and a lot of experience with him. So Luke looks like he's going to take over the punting job that Getman did a year ago, and, you know, he's been good. You know, if you look at his stats for his career at East Carolina, out of 175 punts that he had under his belt, only seven of them ended up being touchbacks. So he does a good job kicking it directionally and not having it go in the end zone. If you know, because when you get to that 50 to plus 45 yard range, you always think about, do we need to punt it and pin them down, give them a long field, or do we go for it on fourth down? Because if he kicks it in the end zone, the net isn't what you're looking for. He seems to be doing pretty well in that category with only seven touchbacks out of 175 kicks. So those are the guys that are handling the special teams for us as of right now. And again, we'll see. Right now, Sebastian and Jack are still going head-to-head for the field goals and extra points. Jack's probably going to be the kickoff guy, and then Luke looks like he'll handle the punting opportunities.
And my final question, early on, and you talked about how teams already have games under their belt and stuff like that. Early on, you obviously game plan for an opponent and stuff like that, but early on, are you like more worried about you and let's make sure we're doing the things that Villanova football needs to do to be successful? Whereas as the season goes on, you become more comfortable that stuff's already baked in and it becomes much more about the opponent?
Yes, to the front end, meaning, and I made this comment to the team just over the weekend, let's focus on how we're doing as opposed to who we're doing it against. You know, you have to have your fundamentals down. You have to have your execution down. So we talk about that all the time. You know, let's focus more on us as opposed to them. You know, and this week in particular, prior to Friday night, we weren't 100% sure if what we were preparing for was going to be the right stuff to be preparing for anyway from a opponent perspective, because they have a whole new coaching staff and new coordinators coming from different locations. So, you know, that's why we always have tend to focus on what are we doing and how we're doing it. As opposed to, you know, you'll get into the who you're doing it against at some point in time. But, you know, it's what we're doing and how we're doing it versus, you know, what the opponent's doing. And that's always been our philosophy here. I think that helps over time. You'll make your tweaks and adjustments, as you mentioned, as you get into the season and you have a more of a look at your opponent. And I think that might be an advantage for us for this opener, because we do have a look at the version of what they're going to be this year in Colgate, and they haven't seen a version of us yet. So we'll see if that, but I do think the advantage is to them of having that first game under the belt. Because if you watch a lot of the games over the weekend, which we're able to do without having one, there's those first game things, you know, that just kind of creep into the game. And Colgate had the opportunity to go out and get some of that out of their system, where we haven't had the luxury of doing that yet. So hopefully we'll play a clean game, be fundamentally sound, tackle well. I thought they tackled well in the opening game against Monmouth last week, at least primarily in the first half when they had that lead on them. But yeah, our focus always is more on us and how we're doing our things that we want to try to do, as opposed to what the opponent is doing, you know, on a weekly basis.
And that will do it for this college football preview, sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. Get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. Want to thank Mark Ferrante for taking the time to talk with me, and his Villanova team opens its season Saturday night at home against Colgate. That game will kick off at 6 p.m. at Villanova Stadium. We will have another college football preview coming up soon. Thanks for listening.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.